Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hannah, very good morning. Welcome you in here on WQAM. Hollywood, Dan Day, Trevor. What's left of our voices here, Dan. Good morning to you, my friend.
Holding on for dear life.
Yeah, it's been a celebration type of week, and we are, at this point, just surviving. Welcome in this morning. Hope everyone's having a great week. I know a lot of people are off of work today, so thank you for hanging with us here early this morning. If you are driving in, there were still a lot of cars out there on the road this morning, so if you are working, you are driving into work, good morning, and we got a lot of stuff that we would like to get to here this morning. We talk, obviously, a lot about those Cats, and that celebration, man. I'll tell you, I don't know how those guys can drink as much as they do. I know those hockey players have a high tolerance. Brad Marchand yesterday, I don't know if you saw, I saw a picture of him, and he had, like, one beer in each hand, or maybe one hand was a champagne bottle, and then there was a beer, and then he had another one under his elbow. They called it an elbow beer.
Yep.
I never seen that before.
Whoa, yeah.
That was impressive, man. And he just looked, I mean, he looked blitzed, but yeah, I these guys do a very good job of holding their liquor better than any of the other sports.
I'm guessing what they did was what they did the year before is they go back to Barkov's house. That's what they do and kind of prep and get ready. Then they go to elbow room and then they just continue to party for the next 2 months. And yeah, that's just one of those things I can't believe, man. Unbelievable. And the crowds were really unbelievable at the elbow room last night. Or yesterday, I shouldn't say last night.
No, yeah. Tuesday night was even wilder as I drove by there. It was even more people.
Yeah, it looked great out there the last day or so. We are going to have a party out there, part of this parade. We'll let you know about that as we continue on here through the show. But we have that coming up. Dan, I got a watch party that I'm going to be hosting today.
Yeah.
If you're looking for something to do, I will be at Waxy's in Fort Lauderdale. And we will have tickets for the Club World Cup to see Messi and Inter Miami. We will have those for you here throughout the event. So it starts at 3 o'clock. At Waxy's to tell you more about that as well as we continue through the show. Also, while we're doing promotions here, Dan, I want to let you know that Exotica is returning to the Miami Airport Convention Center June 27th and 29th. You could win a 4-pack of tickets to go. For your chance to win, go to the contest page, WQAM.com, and enter. So a lot of stuff on the WQAM.com contest page as well. In sports, though, more importantly, we have the NBA Finals tonight. Feels like this is it. This is going to close this thing out. Kind of the vibe I'm getting here with Tyrese Halliburton hurt, and I guess he's going to give it a go. He told me Dane's going to give it a go, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think the Thunder probably going to take this one here tonight and close this thing out. And this, folks, could be the last sporting event until college football laces them up. I mean, unless you want to go with preseason football, but we'll have Dolphins training camp will be the next deal here, and Kane's training camp obviously as well. So that'll be it until we get to those things in a few months from now. So this could be potentially your final sporting event unless you're a big baseball fan,
yeah,
or an F1 fan,
this college
or an NASCAR fan.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm kind of locked in College World Series. LSU wins last night. LSU Coastal Carolina going to be in the college baseball national championship. That's the Marlins, you know, you get a little bit with them here and there. But yeah, for the most part, unless Tyreek Hill starts acting up again, it looks like we're going to be kind of laying low for a little bit.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill was supposed to have that race with Noah Lyles, and Noah Lyles backs out of the race and says personal reasons. I heard, you know, the guys talking in the morning before us, and they were saying it might have been because of money. There wasn't enough money involved, whatever. And it's like, Noah Lyles, man, like, no offense or anything, but I don't see anyone, you know, demanding your presence at anything right now. But I don't know. That one was a little bit weird. They were supposed to race down the middle of Times Square. Yeah,
they said they were going to shut down Times Square, whatever that means. But you got to figure Noah Lyles has to get paid a lot because he's in a lose-lose situation. If he smokes Tyreek Hill, well, you're the fastest man in the world. You won the 100 at the Olympics. You should be smoking him. If Tyreek Hill stays close or even defeats him in 50 meters, then, I mean, the whole world's going to come down on you. So Noah Lyles, the price would have to be pretty high, I'm sure, and that's kind of just the way it is. And Noah Lyles isn't exactly, you know, playing with a full deck in his head. He's a little crazy. He says some things that are pretty nutty. Have you ever caught up with some of the things that he said?
Yeah, I actually really liked the show that they did, the Sprinter show.
Okay, yeah,
I love that show, yeah. And, you got to learn all about those guys, and it actually got me interested in the whole thing going into the Olympics. And I thought the Olympics were very intriguing, and, you know, I did get into that stuff. But, you know, look, as far as Tyreek Hill doing it, I think it's fine. I don't care.
Who cares?
Again, like Omar, you know, we were saying with Omar, as long as he's not getting, you know, in trouble with the police, I think it's everything's okay. So but that was just interesting to see that Noah Lyles actually backed out of that. Noah Lyles ran like a 9.78, like something like that, right, in the Olympics, and Tyreek Hill ran a 10.15, I think, the other day.
That's correct.
So, like, obviously there's a big difference there. Now, with that being said, I don't know what Noah Lyles is doing these days. I mean, I assume he's in shape. I don't know, but I just don't know. So anyway, that thing is canceled. So no sprinting event for us here either, Dan. We lost our sprinting event. So again, this could be it for us sports fans here tonight with this Laker game. I was just about to bring up the Lakers. Ooh. Thunder game. Thunder and Pacers. Lakers are not in it, but the Lakers sold
tonight's
for
game
$10 billion.
I didn't see that coming at all.
My God, man. That, like, to me is one of those things that you don't sell.
Yeah,
like, I don't know why anyone would want to sell the Lakers. It's the most storied franchise, maybe most famous franchise in sports.
I mean,
them and the Celtics, really. The Celtics have been sold twice now.
Yankees,
Dallas Cowboys.
But yeah, I mean, the Lakers are like, they're known around the world. The Lakers are they're huge.
I mean, you got LeBron there, you got Luka there. You'd think Jeannie Buss would hold on to it. It's a family.
I know, and apparently she's going to stay around and still be in their front office. She's still going to stick around there. But yeah, I was very shocked to see that thing sell. And I don't know how that worked. I don't know if they opened it up for a bidding war or if they did it kind of quietly, but it seemed like they had an owner at the $10 billion number pretty quickly there yesterday. So usually you hear it come up for sale.
Yeah.
Like, remember the Celtics came up for sale and people were like, you know, we're going after it and whatnot. But I don't know, man. That's a big, big number for one of these franchises. And I just wonder what one of these NFL teams, a premier NFL team, would go for these days. Like, could you imagine if, like, the Dolphins came up for sale?
Or the Giants.
If Ross ever decided to sell, or a team like that. Or
the Giants, the Cowboys.
I don't know, man.
The Reds,
I don't know what
Washington
got
sold
recently would be worth. But
as bad as it sounds, $10 billion, honestly, I don't see it devaluing. So it's actually probably a pretty good purchase if you have the $10 billion.
Yeah. I mean, Dan, if it was going to go up for bidding, I was going to put in an offer, but I wasn't going to be close to $10 billion, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But now, that was the big news in the sports business world yesterday. Obviously, in our world here, the Panthers are set for a parade coming up on Sunday. I mean, man, you talk about exciting. This is a pretty cool deal here for the Florida Panthers. Back-to-back Stanley Cups, and we're going to have that parade right down Fort Lauderdale Beach once again. So this is really exciting stuff, man. This is something that does not come around very often. We're going to have Solana's going to stop by. with us here in the 7 o'clock hour. I don't know if you caught this. You see Solana on the ice after the game?
Yes, I did. I actually saw some of the videos that they had post-game where they were doing some interviews and trying to get to Brad Marchand and all those guys, and it was really, really cool stuff.
So we'll have Solana stop by in the 7 o'clock hour. In the 8 o'clock hour, Dave Dwork, who is my old radio partner, who does a great hockey podcast with Roy Bellamy, he is going to stop by. He works, Dave's working everywhere these days, but yeah, he does that hockey podcast, and he's going to stop by. My old radio partner, man, we used to do a show, a post-game Heat show back at QAM in the old days, and that was when we started doing the show when LeBron got here in 2010. Ooh. And that goes back, 15 years now. We were doing post-game for the Heat on the radio, so Dave Dwork will join us. That's pretty crazy, man. Talk about a blast from the past there. And that was funny. Yesterday was the anniversary of the shot. They had the shot on the screens here yesterday. Texter asked, I haven't mentioned anything about Joe. Joe is not in trouble. Joe is with visiting his family this week. So there you go, guys. There's the big mystery about Joe. He's visiting his family. He'll be back with us on Monday, okay? I think he's going to be at the parade on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Last year, there was a little partying out there. So we'll see how things go for him this year.
He was the star of the show last year.
He was the star of the show last year. But we'll see how he holds up out there.
Do you know if you're going to be out there or not? Will you be out there?
Dan, I'm TBD at this point. I am for everything right now, I am TBD. As you can hear, my voice is just about shot like yours.
Yes.
So we are struggling through this one here on a Thursday morning. But we're going to make it.
Yeah.
We're going to go get some tea. We're going to survive this one. And we are going to hear from Doug Plagans, who joined us yesterday. He joined us really late in the show. So we're going to hear from Doug this morning. And boy, this was fun. We're going to talk to Doug, who got to have the call of the game for the Panthers to win their second straight Stanley Cup. So we will have that for you coming up next here on this Thursday morning on QAM. Trevor's.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's getting ready for a party weekend, man. I love it. I love it. Welcome back here on QAM. Hollywood Dad Day. Trevor along here with you. Joe back on Monday for those who are asking. That was Doug Plagans you just heard from. And boy, I could only imagine, Dan. I do get to call games every once in a while here when Joe Z goes down. I get to, by the way, very rarely goes down. Apparently, when I got to do the games in New York this year, that was like the first time in 20 years that Joe Z had missed a game. He told me, I want to say it was 20 years, he told me.
It was 20 years. He sent me a text.
I don't know how that is physically possible. I have missed games, obviously. I don't know how, because he does the games throughout the entire year.
Right.
Like, he has the summers off, obviously, unless, you know, baseball did make a run. But he has the entire summers off. I don't even know that anyone would care about this, but I got like wicked food poisoning in the middle of a game once. Middle of a basketball game. I'm sitting there and I just started sweating. And I look at Joe. I go, Joe, I got to run. And I ran off. I ran off, but no, I don't know how that's an incredible Ironman streak. But anyway, I could only imagine what that is like for Doug to be in the booth and get to call a championship. And it is pretty cool that his highlights have been heard everywhere now. Yeah. I mean, I hear him driving in. I hear him on ESPN. They are everywhere. Trevor, you get to produce those games. Yeah. You do a nice job.
Thank you. Also, NHL Network, too. They put Lamb all the time on there.
So, so Doug is trending, as we would like to say. We like to say here. On the show, we have the NBA Finals tonight between the Thunder and the Pacers in what could be, folks, I hate to tell you, the final major sporting event here before we close things out for the summer.
You mean the dead zone
unless
we go to?
Unless you're a big baseball fan, the Thunder 6.5-point favorites tonight. I'm a little torn on this one. I kind of can see the Thunder blowing them out. I did think for a while. And I mean, for a while, go back to the last game of this series here, Dan. I did think that the Pacers had a legitimate chance to win this series. Yeah. But you know, now with Tyrese Halliburton really banged up, I do think that it is going to be a little bit much to ask of those guys. So I think Oklahoma City takes this one tonight. I think we come in tomorrow, and we have a new champion in the NBA, and we'll have a champion in hockey and basketball, and that'll be that. And we will turn our sights to Marlins baseball for a little bit here, and we will then lock in on football. It is here. Football season is essentially here now. So we have that coming right around the corner here, man. This is going to be a very, if anything, Dan, it'll be an intriguing football season. ACC Media Days, by the way, Ooh. Are right around the corner. Those are coming up in about a month from now, as I'll be booking my flight to head out to Charlotte.
Okay.
No airline platforms, please.
So Miami goes on a Tuesday. They're one of the first day of this thing. North Carolina is on Thursday.
That's very exciting.
I was, you know, I'm trying to figure out which day I want to, you know, fly back or whatever. And, you know, we obviously don't, you know, do stuff with all the different schools, but I want to be there for Belichick.
You
I
have
don't
to.
Know what's going to happen.
Who's going to be with him?
I don't know who's going to be with him exactly. But, like, so here's the thing. They have a, the way it's set up, at least the way it's been set up the last few years, they have a, you know, they have the ballroom, you know, big ballroom, right? They have the big media press conference, and they have all these other, you know, little breakout rooms where the journalists can do their stuff. And then they have a radio row, and that's where we're set up, kind of, you know, downstairs there. And all the coaches and the players that are involved in the media day will come and walk around, and they'll do their interviews. Yeah. And, you know, very robotic with it, obviously, but they will come and do their interviews, and most like to come on here. And that is because, obviously, there's a lot of recruiting done down here. I don't know if Bill Belichick is going to be walked around with a sports information handler.
Yeah.
Like, is he going to be walked around the room? Are they going to say, here's Coach, you have 10 minutes with him on your show? No questions about his girlfriend.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what is going to happen as far as that goes. So that in and of itself is kind of intriguing.
Yeah.
Because it's the big storyline, unfortunately, of ACC Media Days this year. Do you remember what the big story was last year?
The big story last year,
FSU.
Being
FSU
much,
getting hosed from the national championship game.
And everyone's going to talk about how this was their redemption year.
Yeah.
They're going to come back and they're going to make sure that there was no doubt left.
Yep.
And they left no doubt last year.
And so that was the big story the prior year.
Who are the stars this year in order? Bill Belichick is going to be star number one.
It's Bill Belichick, 1A, 1B, 1C.
His girlfriend might be 1C, 1D. Number two, it's got to be Carson Beck.
Carson Beck, yes, but unfortunately, this Belichick thing is just headline
material. It's Belichick,
material.
Belichick, Belichick.
It really is. It's headline material here, and I am very, very curious to see how that goes down.
Also very interesting, how is Bill Belichick, the college coach, going to be? Because we know the pro coach was very buttoned up, very stoic. Is he going to turn over a new leaf? Because I've heard, away from the cameras, he's actually a very personable guy.
I'm sure he is, right? I'm sure guys like him to some extent. I know Brady didn't seem particularly fond of him. I don't know how much his NFL players loved him. And he he must know that he can't treat the college kids the, you know, a certain way, right? Like, those days are over. You can't, you don't have the coaches lost the control, right? And that was one of the big things with a lot of the stuff that's happened recently too, is that the coaches lost the control. You know, it used to be, all right, you want to transfer, great, we're going to give you a list of schools that you can go to, and you know, if you pick a school that's in our conference, nope. You pick a school that's in our state, nope, we're going to deny your transfer there. And you, not only that, but you're going to have to sit out a year.
Yep.
So it used to be very difficult, and the coaches held a lot of the power, right? And these guys weren't getting paid.
Right.
Legally. Well, you know how that goes, whatever. But theoretically, they weren't getting paid. So the coaches now are in a situation where a player can turn and look at you and say, oh, you want to talk to me like that? All right, I'm going to go to the next school.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is when they were illegally getting paid, it's like, okay, you can transfer, but you have to sit out a year. You have to get approved. And, oh, yeah, the money we're, quote, unquote, not giving you, stops. It stops right now. So your mom or your family or your brother or your dad, good luck to them. You have a good life. And all of a sudden now your pipeline of money is cut off, whether it's legal or illegal, which was usually illegal. And you have to sit out a year, lose a year of your life, go to school, and you can't transfer exactly wherever you want to. So back then they had a lot more control. Now it's kind of just, okay, I'm out of here. See you later. And you're done.
So it's a Just Ask Pablo Torre. I'm sure he's staying in their hotel. He might be there. He might be running around over there. I'll look for him if he's there. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love that event every year. And our friends at the Orange Bowl, they take such good care of us there. Duffy's is sponsors our trip out there as well. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You Duffy's doing trivia? What are you doing?
Thursday and Friday, I'm at Duffy's. Actually, I'm DJing around the basketball game tonight. So,
you're DJing?
Yeah, we'll just play music.
All right, so I don't know if you know this, but I told DJ Zog this. My dream, and I obviously I get to talk on the radio, but my dream is to one day DJ at a club for like 5 minutes. Like, I just want one of those big mega clubs that DJs in.
With the smoke.
Yeah, like I just want to, that's all I want to do. I just want to hit some of those, pretend to push the buttons like those DJs
do. Have your headphones on.
Do you do that, by the way? Do you turn knobs and stuff and like pretend to? Because you know I like that music, but I'm not a huge fan of like the fake, you know, stuff that they do.
Yeah. It depends. Sometimes I actually do need to turn the knobs, but most of the time, yeah, it's just people are looking at you.
Now you're going to think of that tonight when you're DJing.
Like, yeah.
Are you going to do the drops too, like this?
Do-do-do-do. We got do-do-do-do-do. And then sometimes you have to turn knobs. Sometimes, like, people are looking at me, and like I can tell they know that I'm not doing that much. So, you know, I just act like I'm looking at my email or something. I look, like, really intrigued, like, oh, man. And if they really went over my shoulder, they'd be like, well, you're looking at an email from work? I'm like, oh, yeah.
To my 799 guy, by the way, you know I'm a coward, and I will not do anything crazy with Bill Belichick.
No.
I will do everything possible to try to get that guy to come interview with us.
Yeah, well,
I will.
You have a great highlight reel, and I've been a part of some of the great interviews you've done.
We have done some good stuff out there.
And by far, the best interview you ever did, God rest his soul, Bill Walton.
Oh, my God. I know. That was at the Final Four.
You had a legendary run at the Final Four. Hold on.
Yeah, the Final Four was the best.
For those that don't know about Danny Rabinowitz's Final Four appearance, sat around for about 2 days doing interviews. Bill Walton, you maybe asked him one question.
I said, how are you? And he did the interview. By the way, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. I mean, he was so nice, but it was really bizarre. I've never done an interview that way before. The guy that was walking him around, he was working for Westwood One, I want to say, at the time, right? I think he was working for Westwood One, doing the national radio broadcast, and the guy walking him around says, you know, Bill's going to do every station that's here. He's happy to come on with you. What you need to do is that there was a name little card on the table that said WQAM, whatever. And he goes, fold your card inside out, write your first name and the city you're from. So I wrote Danny from Miami. Bill Walton sits down, couldn't have been nicer. And that's how he does the interview.
Yeah.
And you just start the interview with him, and he goes, well, Danny from Miami. And he just goes on with the interview.
Yeah.
But I asked him, I literally said, how are you doing? And he just kept going on, and he started talking about the Hurricanes and Jim Larrañaga and all this other stuff. He talked for 10 minutes. I said, okay, great.
At one point in the interview, he was talking about ringing in New Year's with the Grateful Dead. I don't know how we got there.
That's Bill Walton for you.
And he knows every college basketball player of all time. he named like the last guy on the bench for the Miami Hurricanes. Then he's like, and you know the Miami Heat, you got that good three-point shooter on the team. He's like, I'll be honest with you, I don't know much about the NBA. And he's like, but I'll tell you about your fourth string backup walk-on on the Hurricanes basketball team. It was just amazing. And then you followed that up with a 7.5-hour radio shift.
That was you and Vlad, too, man. You and Vlad held it down for that one. That was fun.
You started it in the hotel lobby. Then you broadcast from your car for a little while when you drove there. Then you were sideline, or whatever, side court, at the Final Four next to Charles Barkley. That was one of the more legendary Final Fours, at least maybe not basketball-wise, but broadcasting-wise, that I've ever seen in my life.
That was, by the way, if you're looking for a sports bucket list trip, the Final Four is a tremendous, tremendous event. I had a great time at the Final Four. And for Hurricanes basketball fans, it's funny, I wear my Hurricane stuff around town, and people will, you know, if they find out I work, you know, with Joe Z or whatever, they'll ask about the team. And people ask about the basketball team. And I said, I think this guy is the real deal. Yeah. Jay Lucas, I think he's the real deal. And I think this team is going to be massively improved. It's tough for me because I love Coach L so much, and I love being around him, and you know, getting to travel the few times with those guys, and you know, getting to be in those meetings, and you know, he would allow you to watch, you know, the pregame stuff that he would do with his team, and man, the guy knew more about basketball than I could learn in 10 lifetimes. It really was just amazing listening to him, but that program is in good hands right now with Jay Lucas, and I think that thing is going to turn the corner. Meanwhile, the Hurricanes football team, that thing is getting close. We are right around the corner from football season. They will start their training camp in a few months from now, as well as they get set. Boy, the opening of their season, Notre Dame here at home. My goodness, man, what a way to start the season. And you know what? For that University of Miami football team, and I can't wait to take the mic for pregame for that game. That you talk about exciting. There is only one result this year that is acceptable.
That's
for that Hurricanes football team, and that is to win the ACC. I mean, there just is no other acceptable result at this point, right? And I think, you know, Mario would probably be the first to admit that, and I think that he has done such an incredible job building that program. I mean, you look at what it was to what it is now, and it's not just Mario, right? It's the entire leadership over at the U, and it starts at the top. And Joe Echevarria has done an absolutely incredible job. And it's not just football. He has done an incredible job building up the athletics program, and he knows the importance of the athletics program to the whole university.
Yeah.
And man, does it show. And you had baseball. How about baseball that came, you know, ever so close to get to the College World Series? They had a tremendous run as well. That game was, you talk about a coin flip, that Louisville game in game three of that series, that thing could have gone either way, a few plays here, a few plays there, and Miami could have been in Omaha. So they have just done a tremendous job with everything over there. I could not be more excited for this upcoming football
season. You have to admit, you have to evolve as a university, as a program, and I think for a while Miami was doing what a lot of these programs were, saying like, it's an honor to play for Miami. When, as you say, the landscape has changed now. Mm-hmm. Young men and women, they look at these things and say, you know, why would I go to your school if you don't pay me as much as anywhere else? And if you don't have the top flight facilities. And Miami caught on a couple of years back that, like, we're hurting ourselves by, you know, thinking it's just an honor to play for us. We have to offer more. And they've done a great job of transitioning now and just kind of playing the game now. And to the point they get in trouble. You know, Mario Cristobal went out there and got the number one overall recruit next year. And, you know, it's because they're offering them this NIL deal. And that's not right. And it's like, well, they're playing within the rules. They're just playing it better than other people. So I give major credit. And really, the Hurricanes football team, it's the start and the finish, man. The start, Notre Dame. And then you close two games on the road against Virginia Tech and Pitt. And then you just hope you don't trip up somewhere. But you're playoff or bust this year.
I agree with you completely. We got a lot of stuff to get to here on the show this morning. Somebody asked yesterday, and as you know, Dan, I always cover in the headlines portion of the program. I always like to do the TV ratings. I find that stuff to be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, look, the numbers are what they are. I know people are streaming in different ways, legally, illegally, whatever you're out there doing these days. By the way, no judgment here. I am not one to pay for a pay-per-view fight.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, technically, there is.
yes, technically, there is something wrong with that, Trevor. I am of the thinking that, like, if you're an individual person, maybe it could be the honor system, but, like, if you're an individual person, you should not have to pay $90 to watch a UFC That's fight true, at man. Home. But if they lowered the price, I would be a buyer. We'll put it that way.
I'm with you on that.
Anyway, we do have to take a pause. We'll have the rating, the TV numbers for you from the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Final. Ooh. I guess you can tell which way the numbers for the Stanley Cup Final were trending here. So we'll get to that. Alex Solana is going to stop by with us. We'll chop it up with Solana. Apparently, he's on his way to the gym.
He's a big gym guy.
Solana works out, apparently. I don't know, man. He's falling physically. He seems to be falling apart. we'll check in with him. Dave Dwork is going to join us as well to talk some Panthers hockey. My former radio partner, Dave Dwork, will join us. So looking forward to that as well as we continue on here on QAM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.